Hail, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And of course, I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests, and, well, today our guest is Dr. Stephen Yates, who teaches back in the South Carolina at several colleges, and we're going to be talking about his latest article on News with Views. It's called about feminism. So, Dr. Yates, please, it's so good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
All right. Well, why don't we just get into your article on feminism there, because it's your latest article at News with Views.
Yeah, so one thing I ought to say first, I'm amazed at the response to that, since for me it was just kind of an incidental. It just hit me one day when I was reading that issue of The New American that had the interview with Aaron Russo in it. You know the issue that I mean.
Yes, uh-huh.
And had his statements about how Russo was like most of us, I think, was sympathetic to the women's movement back in the 60s and the 70s, basic fairness, equal pay for equal work, and all of that, which certainly sounds reasonable on the surface, but there was a far different agenda.
Well, there's always a different agenda. But for the left, they talk about one thing, they talk about fairness, but whenever, of course, they point out the problem, there's always a common solution, more government control over our lives. So you pick up the story there.
Well, the different agenda seemed to be that the Rockefeller clan and those that they had surrounded themselves with were really, as Russo put it, more interested in getting women out of the homes and into the workplace where they would pay taxes, and also it was contributing to breaking up the family so that the powers that be could get a hold of the children and get better control over the education of the children.
And I think
for decades that if they wanted to change civilization, I mean. Really change it, get a hold of the minds of the children, impressionable children that don't have anything to compare with.
And so there's so much stress now on this idea of a preschool. Oh, we want our children to be successful by six years of age. That's why we need to get them out of the home, you know, when they're 2 or 3 years of age and put them into preschool. Now, there's no evidence preschool does much of any good, except that they can begin indoctrinating them earlier about the normality of homosexuality. Do you realize they're training our children in kindergarten that homosexuality is normal? And they want to turn them against God and family and country. They're doing a pretty good job, aren't they?
Yes, I don't know how many of your listeners are aware of it, but this can go down as far as ages 3 and 4.
Right.
These days.
All right, fine. Well, why don't you just develop this idea about feminism and, of course, its dangers and how this whole idealistic concept has been misused?
Well, it's sort of like there's been two levels going on. There's the surface level and the deepest level, or if you don't mind my metaphors from The Matrix, the movie, the regal matrix versus the desert of the real. At the superficial level, you're talking about things like equal pay for equal work and women moving into the workplace and shattering the glass ceiling and all of those things.
Well, hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Stephen Yates. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant. It protects our immune system. But we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings. And that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Dr. Yates is pointing out that there is a different agenda behind the feminist movement, and part of that is to get the children out of the home just as early as they can. Part of it, really, is to turn women into rebellion against their husbands and to break up the marriages, because that idea is as old as this whole communal concept. It goes right back to Plato, who's really the father of modern-day communism. He wanted a ruling elite, and then, of course, he wanted all men subservient to the state, and then all women would be free. In other words, there'd be no marriage. All women would belong to all men. The children would belong to the state. And that really seems to be almost the agenda today, isn't it?
Well, that's a pretty good description of the sort of thing that's been attempted.
Right. Well, they're doing a pretty good job. Half of our marriages end in divorce, even in Christian families.
You know, there's a lot of Christians divorce. It's unfortunate, but that's true. But traditional marriage, extended or nuclear, really was the fundamental social unit that built the country.
And well, if you want to destroy the country, you destroy the family. That's one of the things to do. You destroy the military, you destroy the church, you destroy the educational system, you destroy belief in the country.
Then you start undermining these natural patterns or natural habits that ordinary people form, and certainly either nuclear or extended families are part of that, and naturally parents are certainly more qualified to raise children than the state, or most of us would like to think so. So the real agenda has been to break up traditional marriage, to make both men and women subservient to the state while telling each that they're free, especially women, telling them that they're free from oppression, but they're certainly not free from the economic system, which is being collectivized and socialized. And the children, meanwhile, get turned over to the state. And things like state-run daycare. And, of course, we're talking, you mentioned preschool earlier, but ages as young as 3, 4, thereabouts, where they're real impressionable and in a position to be taught things like homosexuality is normal and whatnot. Although they're at that age, their brains are really in no aren't developed enough to process information like that. So
well,
it's a really strange kind of thing.
Well, we see the Child Protective Agency. I mean, if anybody's ever gotten involved with the Child Protective Agency, you find out you have no rights. They have special judges, and they're always going to fight against you. In fact, it seems that the whole purpose of child protection is to break up the family and take the children away and put them into foster homes.
Yeah, well, people go up against these people. Parents go up against these people, and they quickly find out that the way our systems run now, children are instruments of the state. Rather than members of their instruments of the state first and members of a family unit second.
Amen to that.
Is that the best way of putting it? It goes all the way back to the philosopher Hegel, G.W.F. Hegel, the German philosopher who somewhere says that, and I'm paraphrasing here, that the individual belongs to the state, and if the state demands the individual's life, the individual is morally obligated to surrender it. So there you are.
Well, we've
taken it and genderized it.
We have people who have an entirely different attitude towards the world and life. And, of course, those of us who believe in a Christian philosophy believe that we are answerable to God. And what we want to do is decrease the power of the state, have people ruled by their personal relationship with God, and men could be free. On the other hand, of course, the collectivists believe that everybody should be subservient to the state. And as you say, if the state wants your life, your children, your wife, it doesn't matter, they can take it because those people who run the state are so much smarter than the rest of us. We need an elite to tell us what to do. Would that be a fair statement?
That'd be a fair statement of what some of these people appear to believe.
Well, as far as you're concerned, as far as the feminist movement is concerned, has it had a profound impact on our society? And if it has, has there been a good effect or a bad effect?
Oh, definitely a negative effect, a bad effect. And Lord, where do I start?
Well, you just go right ahead.
Well, I could describe some of my own experiences.
Oh. Okay, go ahead.
Dealing with some of these folks, because having been an academic and met some of these feminists in academia at one time or another, certainly this is what we were describing a minute ago isn't their approach. I mean, and they really believe that what they're doing is freeing women from oppression. And if you don't believe them, just ask them, and they will tell you, and they'll be very blunt about it as well. But they've certainly created an environment which puts men and boys at a disadvantage. Now, Christina Summers, who's a woman, one of the women who has rebelled against all of this, exercised a certain amount of common sense, has written this book. I think I mentioned it in my article of The War Against Boys. I think it was published in the year 2000. That sounds right. Argues that in government schools today, I can't recall if she uses that term or not, boys are at a systematic disadvantage now because of education has been, how should you say, touchy-feely-ized. There's a word for you.
All right.
Education's been touchy-feely-ized.
Well, of course, what they've done is, of course, they've really gotten the woman out of the home, and by so doing, they've gotten the woman into the workplace, and many times, of course, there she's going to be exploited. And then, of course, if her marriage breaks up, she's left with the children, and her husband really can go off and get remarried again and avoid his responsibility. What we really are doing is seeing that this whole idea of sexual liberation for women is really a means of enslaving them.
Yeah, it is instituted what we might describe as a number of traps that are for the unwary, primarily economic traps, and you just described one of the big ones, because the women still, and that's just the way the legal system is written, they still tend to end up with the children, even in cases where the man is better qualified, which certainly happens. And men basically have very few rights against these people.
But, of course, what this has done as far as women is concerned, first of all, it's caused many of them to end up, you know, single mothers. Secondly, in America today, this idea of sexual freedom has led to 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease. That's just the viral disease. Then there are all the other sexually transmitted diseases. But according to the CDC, we have 60 million Americans with a sexually transmitted viral disease. It wasn't like that when I was growing up. But this is the end result of this idea of sexual liberation, which was what the feminists talked about. But have we really liberated women?
Well, I'd say that that's one of the other of the traps, or the hidden traps that have been laid, particularly for women, because might be worth noting here that I have a public health education degree, too. And, of course, this is one of the topics that that we've got into was the transmission of sexual diseases of one sort or another. I was unaware that the figure was high as 60 million, but yes, that's a colossal problem today, and it can be traced not just to feminism, but to of course sexual liberationism. Going back to writers like Alfred C. Kinsey and people like that, that's kind of a different topic, but not an unrelated one. And it all goes back to this idea of, I've been using the phrase radical individual autonomy, the idea that the individual can either can or ought to be able to do pretty much anything he sees fit, so long as he's not bothering anybody else. A lot of libertarians, unfortunately, believe this wholeheartedly, that as long as you're not bothering anybody else, do as you please. And we'll add that, you need to accept responsibility for the consequences of your actions. Thing is, with that in there, you bite off more than you can chew.
Well, somebody... Well,
we have, because the normal individual just isn't psychologically wired that way.
Well, what we really need is a society where people are answerable to God, where they will follow God's laws. God's laws are there not to take away our fun, they're to protect us and really to allow us to live full and complete lives. But, you know, when you start getting into sexual promiscuity and all the diseases and complications and pregnancies and abortions and complications of abortions and psychological impact of abortions and, you know, we've opened a terrible can of worms for so many women, because the woman many times bears far more problems with this than the man does. And actually, of course, sexual liberation was the greatest thing in the world for men and the worst thing in the world for women.
You could certainly look at it that way. It's really opened Pandora's box. Now, there's a number of authors... he's more of a theologian, really. A guy, his name is Rodney Stark, has written a book called The Victory of Reason. And among other things, he argues that Christianity lies essentially at the foundation of Western civilization. And there was a specific feature of Christianity, that it placed definite chains on our sexual urges. And kept, unlike a lot of other cultures around the world, our sexual urges were, under God's law, confined to one man and one woman in the institution of marriage.
But of course,
so with that under control, civilization was made possible. He says a lot more than that. It's very difficult to sum up in a few sentences.
Hold on, we'll be right back here.
This was an important point.
Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly I was asking Dr. Yates what the solution to the problem was, and it was suggested that maybe the problem with so many marriages today is not the fact that the wife has a problem with her husband or the husband has a problem with his wife, but that each one or one of them may have a problem with a relationship with God, and until they get into a proper relationship with God, they're not going to be able to have a proper relationship with their marital partner. And Dr. Yates was going to pick up and develop that idea.
Well, yes, biblically. I think if you look at Paul's letter to the Corinthians, I think it's the second one, but don't hold me to that. It may be the first one. He outlines very specific duties for both a man and a woman in a proper Christian marriage. So it's not as if simply the man is dominating the woman. That's a caricature. Both of them have responsibilities, and men, of course, shouldn't mistreat their wives or anything like that. That wouldn't be a Christian marriage. But I started to say earlier that you asked me what was really the solution to the problem of feminism, or if you prefer, radical feminism. Well, one thing we need to do is expose this hidden agenda, which basically aims at encouraging things like radical individual autonomy, which we're really not designed for or wired for psychologically, so it just helps collectivize the entire nation. It's an instrument of collectivism, is what it is. So we got to expose that, and we've got to expose the hidden agenda that was aimed at getting women out of the house and into the workforce where they could pay taxes, as Aaron Russo puts it, and the elites working through the educational system, working through the preschools, could get control over the minds of the children. So educating them for the, quote-unquote, educating them for the emerging new world order.
And I think that's really such an accurate appraisal. I think what most people don't understand is most of these collectivist ideas, most of the socialist and communist ideas, you know, we're going to redistribute the wealth and we're going to give everybody a better life, and of course, feminism and pushing the homosexual agenda and all of these things. I mean, who's really behind this? A small clique of very, very wealthy people. Why do they want to redistribute the wealth? Well, they don't really want to redistribute their wealth. They want to redistribute our wealth and, of course, get everybody dependent upon the state. They're not really interested in helping women. They're interested in enslaving women. They're not really interested in homosexuals. They want to kill them, knowing full well that the average homosexual will die at about age of 40. They want to encourage the lifestyle, mainly because, of course, they don't have children. They get all sorts of diseases. They die early. And it is based upon exactly the opposite from what it appears to be, an intense hatred of women, an intense hatred of homosexuals, a hatred of humanity, and a desire to enslave them. And there really are people who look at the world that way. They look at the world through far different eyes than you and I do, don't they?
That's a good description of it, and that's a scary one, too, because ultimately, you and your listeners know who this is traceable to, who is... what being is ultimately behind all of this?
Well, at least I hope my listeners do. We keep doing our program is 5 hours a day to try to educate them. And I think a lot of our listeners have begun to understand that behind these evil and wicked men of great wealth here and these great families of great wealth that are pushing communism and socialism, it's a spiritual force that has an entirely different agenda and is using these people and rewarding them well, at least on this earth, but there is eternity to consider.
Yes. Ultimately, this whole battle, I think at the top level that we're prepared to go for, this is this battle over feminism and over homosexuality and over sexual liberation and several other abortion and several others as well. In the last analysis, at the highest level that we're prepared to go, this is a battle between godly forces and satanic forces, is it not?
Amen to that. Certainly it is. In fact, I think Aleister Crowley, who was a Satanist, said it best. Do what thou wilt, that is the whole of the law. Do what thou wilt, that is the whole of the law. Well, if you're going to be happy in life, you're not going to do what you want to. Because if you do what you want to, you're going to do what's wrong. You want to do what you should do according to God's law. And really, freedom is not the ability to, it's just to do whatever we want. It's the ability to do what we should do. And determined not by what we want, but by what God has told us in the Holy Scriptures. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I'd agree with that. That's the good summary of the problem with radical individual autonomy. There's a difference between understanding I have a right to do anything as I see fit versus I have a right to do the things that I ought to do. Freedom within the bounds of morality.
Amen to that. Well, that's what it's all about. We're going to be back in just a moment with Dr. Stephen Yates here at Radio Liberty.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear. Healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
That's true.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we're talking with Dr. Stephen Yates about feminism, and should we go on to immigration, or should we stick with this a little longer?
Oh, we could go on to immigration if you'd like, yeah, because you're going to find a similar situation there with immigration than you're going to find with feminism, and that's a behind-the-scenes agenda.
All right. Well, you could pick up a story there, then.
Okay. Here's something that turned up in my email just today. This is from, it is entitled World Affairs Brief. Author is Joel Skousen, who you may be familiar with, W. Cleon Skousen.
Well, we know Joel very well. We have him on as a regular guest here at Radio Liberty.
Okay, so everybody knows him then. But he's discussing a situation that's come up with these two Border Patrol agents down in, let's see, what state was that?
Well, why don't you just describe what the incident is, because these are two Border Patrol agents who are really responsible for interdicting drugs and drug runners, and they've done a very, very good job during the year, and some fellow was bringing in a couple of hundred pounds of marijuana or cocaine, and they got hold of him, and so tell the story.
Well, here's the story, and this is really going to make your listeners angry, upset, so brace yourselves. The Justice Department is making an example of two Border Patrol agents who pursued and fired upon a fleeing drug smuggler, wounding him in the buttocks before he escaped to Mexico in the van of an accomplice, showing the worst side of evil of the Department of Homeland Security. Tracked down the smuggler through another Border Patrol agent who has a mutual friend in the family, instead of arresting him, they offered him free medical care and a guarantee of total legal immunity if he would come back to the United States and testify against these two Border Patrol agents. Sarah Carter of the DailyBulletin.com gives us the details. Ignacio Ramos, 37, and Jose Alonso Compion, 28, are set to be sentenced on August the 22nd, that's next week, I think, for shooting Osvaldo Aldrete Davila, a Mexican citizen, on February 17th, 2005, in Texas, in the small Texas town of Fabens, about 40 miles southeast of El Paso. A Texas jury convicted the pair of assault with serious bodily injury, assault with a deadly weapon, discharge of a firearm in relation to a crime of violence, and a civil rights violation.
And, of course, what they did was this is a criminal who was bringing lots of drugs into the country, and he left the drugs and he started to run, and as he's swimming, plunging into the river, where they shot him, and they shot him in the buttocks. And, of course, now they want to make an example out of him so that anybody who's working for the Border Patrol is going to be afraid to use their weapons.
Sure. This guy was the Mexican, was the illegal alien, was not coming here to pick lettuce or not coming here to do some job that an American won't do, whatever that means. He was committing a crime. He was a drug dealer, a drug smuggler.
And he was known as a drug smuggler. He'd been doing this for a long period of time. Did they know him beforehand? I believe that they did, but I'm not certain.
I'm not certain of that either. Just going from what I have here, but I've been kind of following the case. But I think a conviction is almost a given. Have been convicted. The conviction, I should put that in past tense, because they're coming up on sentencing.
No, of course, anybody who really tries to stop the drug trade is going to get into trouble. And we have a four-tape set on is there really a war on drugs? And a number of these are interviews with people who work for Immigration and Naturalization Service or DEA or other federal agencies who try to do something about the drugs. And instead of going after the people who are involved in the drugs, the government went after them. And one of them, Joe Acciaponte, was actually sent to prison, and he would have been there for 30 years if he hadn't actually been pardoned, I think, by President Reagan. But there are wicked people working within our government who will go after people who are trying to stop the drug trade. Do you really think we've got a war on drugs and we keep getting more drugs every year? Do you really think we're trying to stop the bringing of heroin into this country when we control Afghanistan and they've got more poppies being grown there this year, the greatest crop of all time when America's occupying Afghanistan? What's wrong with this picture? And what's wrong with the picture that Stephen is bringing out where you actually have a couple of fellows doing their job trying to stop the drug runners from coming into this country? And instead of prosecuting the drug runner, they're going after the DEA officers or border control officers. So what's the take on this, Dr. Yates?
Well, I used to tell people, well, I still do, whenever the government declares war on anything, put your hands over your head and run for cover. Well, put one hand over your head and run for cover. Put the other hand, lodge it on your wallet. You get the idea.
Of course, we see this with the war on cancer. They're actually suppressing treatments for cancer. If you doubt that, you can get in touch with us. We can get you information. How the government is suppressing treatments for cancer, as they did with Dr. Baczynski, who had a very effective treatment for many children with brain tumors, and they tried to put him in prison. And that's the book, The Baczynski Cover-Up, and a four-tape set. We have a war on terrorism, and since we had a war on terrorism, we got more terrorism. We had a war on drugs, and we got more drugs, and people have to stop and think. Well, anyway, what is the solution as far as these two police officers or two Border Patrol officers who are going to be sentenced to prison? How long could they be sent to prison for trying to do their job?
Let's see, a conviction requires a minimum 10-year prison sentence.
And, of course, what happens when a police officer who's trying to do a good job goes to prison to get targeted by the prisoners? Why would they do that? Because we have wicked people in government. When you understand that, and when you understand that the wicked are usually the ones who get promoted, you can begin to understand what's going on.
Well, what's going on, again, is this behind-the-scenes agenda. Now, if you remember George W. Bush's speech, when was it? Right around May 15th? Right around the middle of that month when immigration was such a hot issue because the Senate had just passed that really bad bill. And Bush goes on national television and says, we must secure our borders. Well, he has no intention of securing the borders. He wants to dissolve the borders between Canada and Mexico. And here we get to an issue that you mentioned right at the start of the half hour. These agendas like the SPP, which stands for Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, you get to the Council on Foreign Relations document, Building a North American Community, which are, by the way, they are online. Any skeptics can go online and find these documents for themselves and see what it is they actually do say. But President Bush, unfortunately, is philosophically committed to a borderless, globalized world, at least as much as possible. So was his father. So was Bill Clinton and the people that Bill Clinton surrounded himself with. This is not a partisan type thing. I want to emphasize that quickly because guys like me who bring this up, I've already been accused of Bush bashing.
Well, I think you have to understand it's really bipartisan treason because these people have sworn an oath to uphold our Constitution and they're intent upon destroying our national sovereignty.
If they destroy our national sovereignty then and merge us with Canada and Mexico into a super state, if you follow Jerome Corsi and call it the North American Union, of course we can call it whatever we want. It's just be the same thing, and the same question comes up. Well, what's left of our U.S. Constitution when it can be trumped by international tribunals created under CAFTA?
Well, we'll have the same sort of freedom that they have in Mexico, you know, where everything is bribes, everything is a police state, and you get out of line, why, they simply kill you.
Well, yeah, the corruption down there is terrible.
That's
just
why
like the poverty.
But they want to unite us with Mexico, and they want to unite our police forces. Anybody can go onto the website,
SPP.gov.
SPP.gov. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about that? And where they can actually verify that this is really true. Because to the average individual, they say, oh, that can't be true. I mean, Rush Limbaugh will tell me.
Theory. But www.spp.gov. That's the official website of the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. And it's now a huge site. March 23rd, 2005, President Bush met with Vicente Fox, Paul Martin. Yeah, I couldn't think of his name. But the three of them met at Waco, Texas, and signed this agreement. And they call these things agreements rather than treaties because to circumvent constitutional requirements. And it all sailed under the radar screen. This was March of 2005, and the big story of March 2005 was not this, it was Terry Schiavo, which was a legitimate issue in its own right, but it was clearly cynically being used.
Of course, what they want to do is distract the attention of the American people and focus our attention on other issues as they steal our freedom, because these people have a much higher calling. They want to transform the world and create a new feudalistic system with themselves in control. And so while we're watching the tragedy of Terry Schiavo play out, of course, they're coming up with these agreements for the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. But go to SPP.gov. This is part of the Commerce Department. All of these committees are meeting, planning your future and the future of your children in the new feudal society.
And they call themselves ministers, or they've ministerial administrators. I forget the exact title, but from a constitutional standpoint, all we have to do is ask a very simple question: where does the United States Constitution authorize the creation of of any of these offices within any of these public-private partnerships. And that's what they are, is public-private partnerships.
But, you know, Dr. Gates, most members of Congress have no idea what's going on. They haven't been consulted. And most members of the Senate have no idea what's going on. And you couldn't expect the controlled media to, of course, tell the people, because it's owned by the very people who are doing this to us.
Well, yes, that's certainly true. And, of course, Congress, most of the people in Congress don't read 90% of the legislation that crosses their desks, which is probably a conservative figure. It's probably higher than that. But they certainly have an obligation to know what's going on. But I don't think our 4th District, South Carolina representative doesn't seem to know beans about any of this.
Well, I had a friend of mine. His name was Senator Bill Richardson, a California senator here, a state senator, but he also was a member of Congress for a time, and he wrote a book titled, "You Don't Really Think We Read the Bills, Do You?" And it was a takeoff. And, of course, the way the legislature really works, they don't read the bills. They vote the way their friends tell them, the way the party leaders tell them to. After all, they want to get money to get reelected, because that's what it's all about. They do what they're told to do. They don't represent the people who put them in office, unless, of course, there's enough outcry from the public, as there has been with the immigration issue. And that's the only reason they haven't given amnesty to all 20 to 30 million illegal immigrants in this country, is because, of course, the massive outcry from the public and the fact that there are going to be elections in November.
Sure.
As soon as those elections are over, they can do whatever they want to for another 2 years, figuring the folks are so stupid out here, they'll forget how they voted. And actually, they've made it a law now that nobody can send out a flyer, organization like Christian Coalition, the others, can send out a flyer telling how people have voted within 60 days of the election. And most people don't even care how their elected representatives vote until it comes to election time. So we got a real problem, Dr. Yates.
Yeah, how the description you just gave squares with the First Amendment is an issue in its own right. I'm surprised that has not yet been challenged on First Amendment grounds, but it hasn't been, to my knowledge.
It really was, and in fact, the President Bush said, he knew the bill was unconstitutional, but he signed it anyway because he figured the Supreme Court would find it unconstitutional. And then the Supreme Court found it constitutional. So, yes, it actually was. That was a Kane-Feingold bill. And President Bush admitted to signing a bill he knew was unconstitutional.
Well, the president thinks the Constitution is just a piece of paper. He was overheard, just a GD piece of paper. I don't really need to add that. He was overheard by three different people in a meeting saying that last November. And, of course, the controlled press buried it. They never reported on that we have a president who doesn't really believe in the Constitution, sees it as a piece of paper. But, again, to assure your listeners that this is not a partisan thing, the Clinton administration didn't follow the Constitution either. Didn't one of Clinton's cabinet members, I forget which one, say something along the lines of... how was it he put it? Trying to think here off the top of my head. A stroke of the pen, law of the land.
Yeah,
kind of cool.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I forgot who said that, but that was one of Clinton's cabinet members.
And a lot of the stuff that is going on now really started, of course, during the 1990s. It didn't just come out of thin air during the present decade.
Well, I think but people have to understand the leaders of both political parties are globalists. They're put in power by people of great wealth. I mean, who's going to put up $200 million for George Bush to run for the presidency and a similar amount for John Kerry? They've financed both political parties. Doesn't matter whether Kerry or Bush gets elected. It's always the same issues.
Well, the public is going to have to face the question of whether we haven't had enough trained donkeys and hired elephants. Who was it that defined insanity as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result?
I think that's a beautiful description.
And so we need to think seriously about I'm tempted to call it a second party as opposed to third party, which presumes that there's really a difference between Democrats and Republicans on this, that they're not controlled by the same people. But most people, of course, will respond to this with, they can't get elected. Yeah, well, somehow we've got to get out of this box.
Amen to that. Well, I think the most important thing is a lot of people, good Christians, back the Republican Party because they present to be a pro-life, and yet, I mean, how many abortions have we prevented since the Republicans came to control both houses, and the executive branch? And I would say none. They passed legislation on partial birth abortion, but they just forgot to put on a rider that the courts couldn't intervene, and the courts intervened, and partial birth abortion's perfectly all right. They're still funding population control throughout the world. They call it family planning, but it's really just an excuse for abortion. They take money away from one UN agency and give it to another one, and nothing really changes.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Roswell, UFOs, flying saucers, alien abduction. Are we alone? Information regarding this and many other questions about the unknown are only a click away at www.theufostore.com. Theufostore.com offers hundreds of DVDs about UFOs, aliens, crop circles, conspiracies, Bigfoot, suppressed science, ancient mysteries, and the latest DVD releases like Dan Aykroyd, Unplugged on UFOs, and the Alien Files 5 DVD set. TheUFOStore.com also offers the book Roswell, It Really Happened by Jesse Marcel, one of the last survivors of the Roswell UFO crash that examined the spacecraft wreckage in 1947, revealing its hidden secrets. Log on to www.theUFOStore.com and request a free UFO Store catalog. To receive a free catalog by mail, call 541-523-2630. That's 541-523-2630. TheUFOStore.com, the largest selection of UFO products on the Internet.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest has been Dr. Stephen Yates. I want to thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure having you here on Radio Liberty.
Well, thank you for having me, and I hope your listeners found this helpful.
I hope so, too. I'm sure they did. God bless you, and thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, fine. Well, that was Dr. Stephen Yates. And, of course, we hope that you'll go and get some of his articles off of newswithviews.com, Paul Walter's website. That's newswithviews.com. Well, this is the time when I have to remind our listeners of Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs and agree that there's a problem to help us. We have a unique opportunity. We have about 60 outlets every single week. That's radio, shortwave, internet, satellite, and we're reaching people all around the world. But believe me, it's an expensive proposition, I never thought I'd be doing this in my twilight years, but God's given me the opportunity, and as long as He gives me breath and my mind is intact, why, oh, we'll continue doing it if you're going to help us. So, you remember our telephone number? It's 1-800-544-8927 if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, as much as you can afford, why, we'll get you the four best tapes of the month. We'll get you or CDs, and then we'll get you the monthly newsletter. But more than that, you're helping us. This is how we're able to finance what we do as we go reach out across America 5 hours every day. If you'd like to listen to our programs on the Internet or shortwave or other programs, go to RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And then if you'd like a free copy of our latest newsletter, that's the July newsletter. Of course, this goes into the fact that we are a Christian nation. How can you possibly, defend that proposition when everybody tells you it's not a Christian nation? But, well, if you get that, I think you'll learn a lot. Get the newsletter. You can pull it down off our website at RadioLiberty.com, or you can certainly give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We also have a little pamphlet. It's called We're a Democracy. It's $3.95, and it's about four or five of my newsletters, The Difference Between a Republic and a Democracy. Of course, we also have pamphlets on the occult hierarchy that rules the world. That's a set of three pamphlets. I think it's $9.95 for all three of them. But, of course, you need to understand the forces behind the people who control the world. There really are occult forces. There is a conspiracy against God. There's always been. But it's being mediated by organizations like the Great White Brotherhood, the Ancients of Wisdom, the Senior Brothers, the spiritual hierarchy. Who are they? Well, you'll certainly want to get our pamphlet. And, of course, it will introduce you to a whole different world. Then we're carrying another great new book. It's called Hostage to the Devil. It was written by Malachi Martin, a Jesuit priest. And it is basically the compilation of the reports from the Catholic Church archives of five exorcisms. I first read the book back in 1981 or 82, and it changed my life forever. Hostage of the Devil by Malachi Martin. We also have a four-tape set of my interviews with Malachi Martin. You can get them separately or you can get them together. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. It will introduce you to the true forces that run the world. And then, of course, my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, is a good primer. And if you want to get them by the case, you still can. That's 1-800-544-8927. But Brotherhood of Darkness will introduce you into the real world and who's really running the world. And if you think that George Bush runs America, why, you've been listening to Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity too long. If you'd like, of course, to get an idea of what's behind this whole move to encourage illegal immigration, who's funding it, who is behind it, you'll want to get our May newsletter. It's available at our website of RadioLiberty.com. That's www.RadioLiberty.com. Or, of course, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the May newsletter. You'll be surprised to find out who's really funding this and why. And then we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our ministers.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your